Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
So Matt James, our current bachelor, his first episode aired this week. We have Dan here. We want to get a little bit of, you know, all the people always want to hear from Dan now.
I know.
About The Bachelor and his take.
Hot takes from Dan.
So let's get Dan's hot take on Matt James. Dan, what is your hot take on Matt James and his season and what you expect?
Thank you. Thank you, Dames. I really like Matt James. I didn't know much about him, but I thought he is very thoughtful and pensive. He was very concerned about how he would look as the first African-American bachelor. And I thought it was very interesting when he said, you know, is his mom white? His mom's white and dad's black. So there's always the thought of maybe is he going to have to pick somebody who's African-American or white or mixed? And he just wants to do the right thing. I really like him. I think he's very mature, you know, for his age.
I think he has a lot of, I think he's definitely feeling the pressure because he could, you know, whoever he picks, someone is not going to be happy with it one way or the other. But
it's
going
to be a lose-lose, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and actually, Rachel Lindsay was the first one to say that when her season was on. She's like, you know, there's a lot of pressure on her for being the first black bachelorette. And there was a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of the girls that came out? Like, just overall impression of what you think. Is it going to be, like, do you like them? Don't have to go into specifics, but.
Yeah, I thought there were two or three different categories. I thought some were just stupid. The dildo girl and the queen.
Oh.
I mean, there's some that are fun. And then there's some kind of middle of the packers. But I think there's several. I saw maybe three or four that were very good potential. I think we could already kind of like the Jimmy Kimmel thing where his wife can find out who they are. I don't know exactly. The one in the green dress, I think she was really good. And there was a couple. Yeah, I don't know the exact names. Well, I mean, she was very good, and there were several that seemed very at ease with him, and I think there's a possibility, but I think a lot of them are just there. They're young. A lot of them are 23, 24. Anne was saying 24 is too young.
Yeah,
Gina says 29 is too young, but I think 24 may be a little too young, but I think there were several that were very possible, so I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a good group of women. You're always going to have, you know, the drama queen. You're always going to have the real young girl. And there's got to be drama in the show or it's worthless watching, right? So they cast it accordingly.
Well, and you know that at the very end, when there's one rose left and the drama girl standing there, you know that the fucking queen's going to get the rose because production's saying,
they're not going to get
rid
of her.
We know you're not interested in her, but keep her for a while. That's just the way
for
they
sure.
work.
Can I ask you what you thought of, and I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but the lady who was the deaf lady who got the first
Abigail. Yeah.
I really liked Abigail. I thought she was really great. And I think it's good for the show to talk about people who are maybe hard of hearing. I don't know if she can't hear at all. I mean, she seemed to really understand a lot. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think she can hear.
She can hear now because she has the implants.
Implants, yeah. But I liked Abigail.
I really liked her.
Connected. I thought they kind of clicked. And
Dan doesn't think that they had a connection. He keeps saying that he just doesn't feel like there really was a connection there. And that possibly for the show, he may have given her the first impression rose for that reason. Maybe the first impression rose is because she really did just impress him. It doesn't mean that he sees much after that with her.
I think we know too much too, Anne, is because we've seen him so much with Tyler Cameron, and he's kind of a party guy and he's always out and about. I don't really get the sense that he's quite ready to settle down.
Well, let's talk about the prayer. Lots of talk about him starting this season off with the prayer.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about that.
Bow their heads and pray. What are your thoughts about that?
He's showing him his true self. I mean, that's who he is. Some people were upset about it. They were saying, well, what if some of the girls are not religious or spiritual or, you know, it could be off-putting. Well, he did. Then you know what? You're not a good fit for him and you should bow out.
Yeah, I thought normally I kind of get repelled by that. I think like, oh, my gosh, he did it in a way that was very, I believed him. I think he did it in a way, and he said later, to really calm him down. So I thought it worked for him. And a lot of the women were really touched. And I think that's really cool. I don't think he's going to be a zealot. I just think he did it to relax him and function better in the show.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's probably who he is. I think it's never been done before. I love how Dan used the word repelled. It sounds like we are just totally against outward religion or something like that. We're just a little more private that way. I have no problem with somebody saying, if you can bow your head and pray with me, it doesn't matter what denomination you are, but it does set the tone for this is who I am.
For sure.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was that because, I don't know, him being Tyler Cameron's best friend. I mean, it doesn't have to be that Tyler Cameron's a religious guy either. But I didn't realize that Matt James is. We know nothing about Matt James.
We don't.
No. So this is something we're learning, like everything else with Matt James. Matt James. Can I say Matt James one more time? He's the Bachelor. Matt James.
We'll find out.
Yeah, Matt James. Let's talk about Matt James a little bit. But I thought it actually brought the show to a deeper level. Never usually on the first night is there a deepness at all. Usually you wait till later. Maybe it's a second or third date. They talk about religion. They don't usually. But I thought it really brought it to a quickly to a deeper level, and I think it touched a lot of the women who, and then if it does, and they're right for him, and the ones that get repelled or whatever, they should not be there. But I thought it was really nice because they liked him because I think they saw the vulnerability that he tried to show, and I like Matt James a lot.
Can we just talk about Nema Colin Resort versus the La Quinta Resort and the vast difference between the two resorts? I mean,
it's beautiful. That resort reminded me of, it just looked like something from an old movie. Like you see these people drive up to this fabulous resort setting. And
yeah.
I mean, they said there's everything there.
Well, we saw in the previews what they're going to be doing.
And everything is right there at the resort. They can do it right there. It's pretty nice. I was going to say something else about the praying. If that was me and I was a young chicky of that age and I happened to be beautiful enough to be on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, these ladies are all gorgeous. There was not one person that wasn't gorgeous. Really? Dan says that's not true.
Here's what I think. I think when we first see it, the first show, they all seem beautiful. Oh my gosh. And then as you go along and they let their hair down and they're not as beautiful. You'll note that.
But don't you think the personality kind of has something to do with it?
Thank you for joining
You're
us,
welcome.
Dan. Those of you who wanted him back, you got him in full form. What I was going to say is the ladies that were there that I think are pretty gorgeous as a whole. What if they started going back to the prayer thing? Because obviously I have an issue with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Public prayer issue. Is that something you would be comfortable with?
If
you went out, let me ask you this. You went out on a date with somebody to dinner or whatever, and he said, do you mind if we pray over the meal?
That would
be a little
because
bit of
I would
a weird.
Think, okay, I would like, yeah, maybe this guy's a little too religious. Yeah. Is he going to be judging me the whole
time? Right, right,
right. No, that would be.
Now, the way he did it, like you said, it wasn't like that. It didn't feel that way. For him, I felt like he just needed to do it. Like, let's just all get centered here in a way. Almost like a let's just take a few breaths sort of thing.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with it.
No,
it's
no.
It's just each individual person has their own feeling about it.
Right.
And me personally,
I would have liked to hear if there was a girl in there that felt a little awkward, because all those girls were like, oh my God, yes, praise the Lord,
and
praise the
Lord. Trust me, there were probably multiple girls in there that were not comfortable. It depends.
It just depends.
Anyway. Yeah.
The public prayer thing. It was a big
It made
issue.
A lot of news.
A lot of people talked about it,
right,
good
right.
or bad. Yeah. The average age of these girls, lots in their 24s, mm-hmm. 22.
He's what, 28?
He's 29? 28.
Okay.
I wrote down their ages. Couple in their 26s. I think 26 and 27 is a good age to be on here. We had one 21-year-old, Kit, who we found out was the freaking daughter of
Cynthia Rowley. And let's talk about Kit for a second, because she not only looked very young, mm-hmm. but to me, she's a child. And I think because it said on her little bio that she was a fashion entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
the only reason she's on there is to promote her business or her mom's business. You can't tell me otherwise.
Well, I just don't know why they would bring on a 21-year-old for a
28-year-old. Well, a 21-year-old, that's the first issue.
Yeah.
But then is she going to tell us that Cynthia Rowley is her mom at some point? Or is that going to be like on the down low.
Well, when I looked her up and I saw her pictured with Cynthia Rowley, I thought she worked for her. I didn't even make the connection. I knew there was somebody on there that had a very wealthy parent. Not realize this was her.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's lived a privileged life. She's an only child.
She's a socialite in New York City.
Yes. I don't think that's going to be a fit for Matt James.
I don't know enough about her. People are getting lots of different vibes from her. I think she's going to be kind of a cool... She didn't come off catty at all. She just came off very privileged that she came in her own car. Also, when those girls arrived in that limo and the giggling and the screaming, that's kind of old style. They used to do that all the time, remember?
Yeah.
I do like the whole feel of Matt James being new, us not knowing him. That's old style Bachelor. There were a good, I'll just put it, I have no idea. I didn't do my research fully. I would say there's 7 to 8 Bachelors that were totally fresh to us. We had no idea what their background was. Maybe even 8 or 9.
And I kind of prefer that we don't know. I don't like when they keep recycling these same people over and over
I agree.
And over.
We know they do it now because these people already have the audience. People
following.
Are invested. They have a following. But I like this fresh new start. Also with Matt James, they never mentioned how we know him, which is really because he's Tyler Cameron's best friend. Didn't even mention Tyler Cameron. I thought that was interesting. Also didn't mention that he played in the NFL.
Oh, Matt did.
Yeah. So he's got some gravitas here.
He does. And I'm just wondering, are we going to see Tyler? I think
he definitely comes at least once. We know that for sure. There's visions of him in the future being there.
But, Anne, I just still can't get over the fact that this resort is so much nicer. I feel like we were so ripped off with the Palm Springs between the Claire and the Tayshia and the janky resort and the crappy,
you know, here's the thing.
Dates.
Having just come from seeing that resort, it's not that bad.
The resort's not bad. It's the crap that they did when they were
there.
Yeah,
you're right.
They didn't spend any money. You don't think they could have gone hot air ballooning in Palm Springs? Skydiving?
Skydiving. You can do all that shit.
Anything.
I think because it was so new in the quarantine era that they did this
bad.
They didn't know what you could actually do or get done during, you know, while social distancing, quarantining, being safe. I think nobody knew.
Yeah.
I'm giving them a pass for that, but it's a little rough. So there was a few standouts, in my opinion. We don't go through everything. Listen, there's tons of podcasts that you can go listen to that, in fact, I listen to that go through each person. At this stage, I can't. There's
too many girls.
By the way, half of them got cut, and they didn't even show all the ones that got cut or got picked.
I was confused by that.
In fact, I was so excited about the ballerina, the prima ballerina. I was totally invested in her. All of a sudden, she's going home the first night. I'm like, what the hell? I invested my whole time and energy into finding out about her.
Well,
and
she's
gone.
And in the preview, they spent a lot of time focusing on her.
Yeah. Unfair.
That kind of sucked.
Unfair.
So Katie, the dildo girl, obviously, she was very cute. I thought she was cute.
I've gone on her social media. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Did they go on way too long with the dildo?
Yeah.
Yes, but I also feel like producer said, carry this around, use it all night.
Oh, my
blah,
God.
Blah, blah, blah. When she tapped
Mari
on the shoulder. Now, Mari is gorgeous.
She kind of looks like Kim Kardashian-ish.
Yeah. I mean, she's got a little something going on. She's from Puerto Rico. But when she got tapped on the shoulder.
She was not happy.
Not happy. And to go on about it, it's like, oh, God, Mari, it's the first fucking night. Give it a rest. And it's a long night. We found out from Kenny how long those nights are. And you can see it. Those girls were walking out in the morning.
Well, that was obvious. They go in at night and it's, you know, daylight.
By the way, they used to kind of try to hide that.
They don't care anymore.
They want us to know they're there all night long.
They definitely are there. the queen, Victoria, she's a pain in the ass. She's going to be around a while just to stir shit up. She's very bossy.
I mean, they kept her for drama. Fine.
Of course. There's
always
got to be one.
We know from all of these that they will keep a certain amount to bring the drama.
You know,
so
overall,
what about,
I'm excited.
So there's Bree from San Francisco. She was the first one out.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is half Persian, half black. I think they
very
had a
pretty.
Very good connection. There's obviously Abigail, who is the deaf girl. And he was so into her, he went in for the kiss. Now, I take that back what I said earlier. He likes her.
I think he likes her, too.
And, of course, we all love her. And people are already saying if she doesn't get picked, she should be the new Bachelorette.
Oh, God.
Let's slow it down. Let's just relax. Watch it all happen. So my top people, I would say, are Bree. Oh, okay. So Rachel. Do you remember Rachel?
No.
Rachel's a graphic designer. She's 24. She's actually beautiful. I don't know what nationality she is. They had some really good rapport. He really liked her. But it came out later. I don't know if you saw this. That these girls were on TikTok or on something. And they were watching her. And it was like somebody she went to high school with. And she goes, oh, you used to make fun of me and bully me in high school because I dated African-American guys. And now you're on here.
Ooh.
So there's a little bit of gossip. Oh, and then somebody brought out some stuff that she posted, totally inappropriate, like Halloween costumes and stuff like that. So
that stuff catches up.
It does. You got to be careful, girls. Yeah. I mean, these girls are young and they're living in this era where they can go back probably 10 years on their social media.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're young and stupid and you do shit, it's still out there. Yeah, you should always be careful. Thank God. Like, listen, I thank God all the time that when I was younger,
there was no social media. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I found some still pictures from a long time ago. I'm like, what? Why do I have these?
What is going on?
Rip up, throw away.
Are you following the Bachelor data page?
Yeah.
To see how many more followers each one of these girls, and they break it down, every single girl.
Yeah.
And Kit was actually number four.
Really?
I think Abigail was number one.
Of course. Abigail is so likable. She's going to have a huge following. The dildo girl, she was up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a huge following. I wonder if any of the ones that went home. Like, I was surprised. Remember the one with the goat shoes? She was cute. Surprised she went home.
There were a lot. And why didn't we get to see all of the ones that went home?
Don't know. Was it just too long of a night?
Maybe.
It was just kind of strange the way they did that. We met them all coming in. And then half of them we didn't see going out.
Yeah.
But they do need to cut it down. Too many girls. I couldn't keep track of anybody.
So how many are left? 24, 21 out of the 32?
No clue.
I don't either.
I mean, there's so many.
There were a lot of trips, too. Did you notice? A lot of the girls were tripping.
Yeah.
I think there were like three or four girls
and the trips and stuff.
Tripped. That was a whole hell of a lot of stairs they had to walk up.
I thought the girl, the pizza girl, I think she's really cute.
She is
really
cute.
Curly hair, very natural, not really made up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. By the end of the evening, you could tell those girls look so exhausted. Like half of their makeup, these are young Sprite girls. Half their makeup is like falling off. Their hair is a little in disarray.
I wonder what Matt James' type is. Like, who has he dated before? Do we know? We don't know, huh? We'd have to do
I mean,
a
there's
deep,
been
deep
some
dive.
Rumors that he's only dated white girls. I mean, listen, it's going to be rough. When he said, I feel the pressure, it's a lot of pressure on him. I don't know. It's going to be hard. It's a whole new thing. Not only was he very nervous, but
he
as
was
an
very
aside,
nervous.
He had this pressure of, you know, picking the, quote, right girl.
Right.
So, I mean, I think when you put yourself out there like this, especially in this day and age, it's going to be hard. He's going to get it either way. You just have to turn it off, not look at it, you know.
Yeah, he just needs to prepare himself for whatever comes his way.
You're going to get lovers and haters.
Yep.
But I myself really like Matt James. I can honestly say I went in not very excited. I thought, does this guy have a personality? I don't know.
Well, because we didn't know him.
No.
We don't know him.
And even all the stuff I've seen online, not really like silly, funny, haha. But when he started to do the prayer and then when he was over and he's like, I'm sorry, I got distracted with the dildo. And he had some really like belly laughs going on. Liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll
see.
I'm excited about this. Here's what I feel kind of bad about. I feel bad that Tayshia and Zach, it's like it's been
who?
2 weeks.
Tayshia and Zach, who?
So I turned on, I knew that her her podcast Clickbait, her and Zach were going to be on. They were going to do it together. And I've seen a few things of them here and there. And I love them together. I really like them. I'm super excited
too.
For them. And Kenny actually talks about them too, because him and Zach are good friends. So take a listen to us with Kenny.
Kenny.
But I started to listen to them together and I turned it off. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I'm like over it. I didn't even get to where Zach came on. It was on her Clickbait one. And they talked so long about other stuff.
I think it was just the whole... You know, the timing of it all.
Yeah.
The whole experience itself wasn't all that great. Happy for them, but we weren't, I don't know, I didn't feel like totally invested. We knew Claire was going to leave.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Claire and Dale anymore. Mm-mm. It's like,
and the sad part is I so like Tayshia and Zach, but they can't do the media tour like everybody else did afterwards.
And
they
maybe
can't,
that's it. We're not really seeing
them
except
seeing
on social media.
Yeah. And I just kind of feel bad for them. Maybe they like it that way, though. I don't know about Tayshia. She's a little more out there. But Zach seems a little more reserved, and he'd be okay with this. Probably perfect timing for Zach.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how this all plays out and when they get married and if they get married.
So anyway, stay tuned for our interview with Kenny. Something else. We asked him about those chicken photos. So you can hear all about that. Hear about some behind the scenes stuff, how long he was there, what his thoughts about Claire are, about Tayshia, everything. Like, I feel like he didn't hold back.
He didn't hold back at all.
There were a few questions that we asked him. He seemed to skirt around a little bit, like timing issues. Whenever I would ask him a timing thing or you would ask him something, he was kind of like, I'm not really sure. But
well, I mean, he can't say everything. But he told us a lot. So.
He actually did. So stay tuned for our interview with Kenny.
Band boy Kenny.
Hot band manager.
Band boy.
Hot band manager Kenny. We have our very first person from the Bachelor franchise. And not only that, we are so excited. Honestly, and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your ass. You literally were our very first ask. We are so excited to have Kenny here with us on the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Woo! I'm honored. I'm honored to be number one.
We want to know, tell us exactly what your boy band manager job is that they just kept throwing down our throats.
So the real job is I have a business with another guy here in Chicago, and we create cover bands and tribute bands. And the Boy Band Night is a boy band tribute band that we started about 7 years ago. And we have six total bands that we made and manage, book, market. And we handle everything basically, except for actually playing in the band.
Do you play an instrument?
I don't play. I'm like, my partner plays bass. I'm the only guy in our whole like operation of all these people that we're involved with that is not a musician.
So
not at all.
Kind of like, was it P. Diddy that had Making It the Band on MTV?
Basically the same. Kind of the same. That, or like Simon Cowell. Right. You know, he did with one. Yeah, that kind of concept, but on a lower level. You know, we're not that level, but you know.
Hey, never know, maybe someday. So has that completely halted right now?
Yeah, I mean, going back to St. Patrick's Day weekend of 2020, basically we lost our whole summer festival schedule. I mean, it's, yeah. And I also book entertainment for a music venue. That's actually my real job outside of my business, and obviously that's shut down too.
So what are you doing now with all of your free time? We know you model as well.
I do a little bit of that on the side, and that kind of slowed down too, to be honest, during all this. It's actually, lately it's been a little bit more coming back. People are figuring it out, but I spend a lot of time in my apartment and, you know, just sitting here on this chair and, you know, just... It's been weird. It's just a lot. I don't know. I mean, we're doing what we can to like prepare for when things come back and with our business and stuff. But there's literally it's hard to really plan anything because you just don't know. It's so, you have no idea. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've been on I'm on unemployment, just like everyone. You know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, financially, there. You know that. We did the PPP loan stuff through our business, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm in the same boat as a lot of small business owners, basically.
So when you went on The Bachelorette, I mean, this was perfect timing, really, for you.
It was like literally smack dab in the middle of when quarantine was like in its heyday, like when everybody was shut down everywhere, like... And that's when it all like started, the testing and all the stuff started happening. And then as I was leaving, Chicago was allowing outdoor dining to start. So the bar I work at, the venue started sort of opening up a little bit as I was leaving, but I really didn't miss anything while I was gone.
And this was filmed, well, we know it was super hot in La Quinta where you were at, but you guys were filming this in what, June, July?
It was like July, August, September.
The hottest months of the year in the desert.
I read that you were not in the first round. Like before they knew it was Claire, you weren't in that round. And then they figured it was Claire and they recast with some age appropriate guys. Is that true? And how did they find you?
I don't know. They reached out to me. I don't know how they found me, to be honest. And they don't really, you know, I don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't know. It just, they reached out. I don't know.
I would say Instagram. Probably Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
It was like, it was one of those things, like you said, like it literally came out of nowhere. I almost thought, you know, you get messages or whatever and it seems fake. And I just sort of like, oh yeah, maybe. And then we ended up on a Skype call just like this. And that's when I was like, oh, this is an actual thing going on right now. So, you know, the whole thing was kind of just crazy. Like, just, it really came out of nowhere. And then I got on and we did it and we filmed. Like, it's crazy that it all, how it all happened.
Had you ever seen or watched The Bachelorette before?
A little bit. Like, I never watched like a full season, but I knew, you know, I know the gist and, you know, I wish I had studied up a little bit more going in, because I was kind of like blinded, especially like on the first night, the first couple days there, not knowing like what the hell was going on.
You know? I like that though. I don't like when people go in absolutely knowing, they kind of have an agenda of how they're going to play it. Well, like Ben, we saw him. He said, listen, I'm not going to go talk to her right now. I'm going to play it cool. And then he kind of blew it.
Yeah.
So I like it when you come in a little fresh.
It's weird. Like, you can, I had stuff planned that I was going to do. And it's like, you like, just like the Ben situation, but you would, it wasn't, you know, some stuff, obviously you don't see everything. And like, it's a fucking curveball after curveball. You know, you just, it's really hard to like pre-plan anything you're going to do as a cast guy. Like, it's really just flying by the seat of your pants. That's how it was for me.
So kind of run us through from the beginning. So you get there, you have to quarantine, right, for 14 days. I'm sure they tested you guys multiple times.
Yeah, it was quarantine, testing. I honestly, like, it was like the NBA was doing the same thing with their bubble. It was like, from what I saw what they were doing when I got home, like, it was the same thing. Like, it was like lockdown to get in and out of Quinta. And they did a good job, because it was, I mean,
nobody got sick, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Did you see anybody else? Like, could you guys hang out by the pool far away from each other? Like, did you see each other before you guys met Claire? Did you ever see anybody else?
Not until the limo.
Wow. So you were really isolated there.
Oh, dude, I was like, yeah, I was like in jail, solitary confinement. Like,
for how long? The full 14 days?
I don't remember how long it was. It was
a long time. You were so delirious in that room in La Quinta that you have no idea how long you were there.
Once they take your like phone and shit, like, you have no idea what's going on.
Okay, what did you do? What do you do when you have no TV, right? Or could you watch TV? Do they have certain things you could watch?
There was no.
You couldn't watch TV? No. Holy crap.
Are you
no TV?
Are you a spiritual guy?
Not really.
I guarantee the spiritual guys had a Bible in their fucking room, right? they're always allowed a Bible.
There might have been one in my room. I didn't pull it off.
In the nightstand drawer.
Okay, so I was just at La Quinta for Christmas. We didn't stay there. We stayed next door, but we went over there. I wanted to see what this place looked like, because it looked like pretty much of an old shithole on TV. I was actually quite shocked at how nice it was. It was kind of just more old Hollywoodish. I mean, it was a beautiful surroundings and stuff. It was just the rooms were really dated.
Yeah.
But the grounds and stuff were beautiful.
Yeah, the views were gorgeous. Exactly what you just said. It was total old Hollywood. And I think they like try to keep that vibe. You know what I mean? Like, that's... And it, you know, it's, I think they do PGA.
They do, yeah.
Tournament there.
Yeah.
There's, I think there's a major tennis tournament possibly there. that's where we play dodgeball on the tennis court.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, got questions about dodgeball. Okay, I want to go back to Claire. Did you know when you were going there that Claire was the Bachelorette? You did.
Okay.
So did you know anything about Claire?
The only thing I knew about Claire. I looked her up on Instagram, and I knew me and her were the same age. I knew she was like on the show a bunch of times before, but I never really watched any of her stuff. So honestly, I just kind of knew what was on her social media. I didn't get too much you know, I didn't get FBI on it, like, do the whole thing like that.
But, do you feel like you should have?
Apparently that's what she wanted, I guess. But
So was it your idea to get the shirt made with Claire's dogs on it? Or did producer... Yeah. Oh, it was your idea?
Yeah, I came, dude, I came in with that.
You did?
I had it made... Yeah, so a buddy of mine that does our graphic artwork, we made it. I went to a t-shirt shop here in Chicago and had it made before I left. And
wow.
Yeah, I was happy. I was just happy they allowed it.
I was happy that it's like one of the coolest entrances. Like, it was personable, but it wasn't too gimmicky.
It wasn't over the top.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top.
I mean, the most feared thing for me going on the show was the limo entrance part. Like, so I was glad to have some sort of idea like that going in, instead of just like, some of the guys are just like, they have no idea and then it ends up being like cheesy as fuck. And
yeah, it's yeah.
Like, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, that was a good one.
But, yeah, from her Instagram, we pulled the pictures of the dogs off her Instagram, and then you know, we did the funny picture. I had a second shirt made for Claire, but I never gave it to her. I still have it.
So that was one of the things that you had kind of planned. It just never happened.
Yeah, well, she left. I mean, yeah,
she left very quickly. How long were you there before you knew, like, okay, Dale and Claire, you know, this we have no shot here?
I would say after it started, like, night one. Sarah Rose, you know, it just, the first rose ceremony cocktail party sort of felt something was going on, and he got the rose obviously that night, and then it just sort of like slowly escalated from there. To be honest, I think a lot of more guys thought the same way I did, but I know people didn't want to say stuff because, you know, you might get, you never know, you can get sent home for saying shit. Or,
yeah.
I didn't say stuff. I was kind of quiet myself up until a certain point, and then I was.
And then you were unleashed, and it was amazing.
And we felt as a watcher, right, that Claire was a little more into Dale than Dale was into her. Did you kind of get that same feeling, or was it? Did we just not see what was happening?
I agree. I would agree with that. But I don't. I just don't know how Dale expresses.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might be head over heels in love with her. I don't know. You know. I know where you're. I agree. Like, watching as a watcher myself, watching it, it does look like that. But I know myself. Like, I'm not like super complimentary and outgoing. Like, so Claire's very like, not, I don't
over the
queenie,
top,
but like, I'm not.
She needs a lot. She needs, yeah. She requires a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Right. And Dale's like a little more reserved about his, like, how he feels. I don't know. I that's just how it looked. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest.
Were you close
really
with
know.
Dale? Did you get to know, did you even get to know Dale? Really? I mean, did any,
yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple, I mean, there was still a significant amount of time that before Claire left, you know, there was a legit amount of time that we spent together, and we, you know, that group was together. Dale was he's a good dude. I mean, you know, it's not like he was walking around like an asshole or anything. Like, he was cool. He was nice to me. You know, I didn't have an issue with him. Like I said, I think I pointed out, like, I think I commented during the show, like, it wasn't about Dale, like, the issue. I felt it was, like, Dale was just, he's there doing what he's supposed to be doing, you know? So,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
People were having a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked. I mean, she met somebody, he met her. I mean, it worked. It was just very quick.
Yeah.
Now, what you learned about Claire, was she somebody that you would have wanted to get to know more? Or were you like, probably not a good fit?
I mean, to be honest, I literally did not even get to know her at all. I mean, that's how little of time I spent alone with her. I mean, there was a little bit of time spent, but it was very superficial, like, how's the weather kind of conversation bullshit. So,
yeah. It seemed like all
of
her...
I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
It seemed like all of her conversations with everyone else except Dale were super superficial. I mean, she didn't go deep with anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was as if she was just locked up on Dale and, it, you know, everything else was just sort of going through the motions, kind of. It's whatever. But like you said, it worked out for them. We'll see if it works out, whatever. But my argument was, like, that's fine, but that's not what this is, I guess. Like, that's fine in real life, but that, you know,
yeah,
you
know,
there's something else going on or something.
Okay, so I have to ask you about the dodgeball because you mentioned it a little bit earlier. I don't think you guys were completely nude. I think you, I mean, they put the little square boxes on. Did you get completely nude?
You're goddamn right I did.
Excellent. Well, I mean, to be fair, we know you're not shy of being nude. We've seen a few pictures with a chicken, turkey, whatever.
Chicken. It was a chicken.
Yeah, chicken. A couple of us did get completely naked, except for, like, our shoes. me, Blake, Moines, Damar, Garen, I believe were the ones who were full on.
So your feelings about Yosef going so crazy about that?
Mm. I still don't get it to this day.
We don't get it either. I mean, if you guys didn't want to do it, it's not like they're forcing you to take your clothes off. You know, you wouldn't have done it.
And he wasn't even involved in it.
He was not even, yeah, he was at the house. Like, he wasn't there. I don't know if, I think maybe he was just using it maybe to start some shit.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Also, jumping ahead at the men tell all that hardly anybody was at, so that was, like, so lame. Why even give Yosef the airtime? I mean, he was there for such a little bit of time. Nobody
we were
even cares. It was
pissed
like,
off
ugh.
About that.
Yeah, I didn't even know until kind of the last minute. We all didn't kind of know he was there. I don't know if they were trying to give him an opportunity to maybe clean it up, or obviously that didn't happen that way. Or I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. It was
stupid.
Okay, so when Claire left, what was the time difference, if you can tell us, between Claire leaving and Tayshia arriving?
I do know there was like a good probably 24 hours of not knowing what the hell was going on.
Okay.
And in that 24 hours there is like forever here. So not knowing what's going on for that amount of time, it was kind of weird. Like there was like, everybody was like, oh, it's going to turn into paradise. They're going to bring a bunch of girls in. That, you know, the cast.
Like, yeah, sure,
everybody's
sure.
Like, all the speculation and where they're going to bring a girl and who's it going to be. And it's, like, all these rumors. And, like, so we really didn't know, honestly, what the hell was going to go on for quite some time in that, like, little time world.
So are you saying that after you knew that Dale and Claire left, there was, like, a 24-hour period where you're like, well, what's going to happen now?
Well, you saw, basically, when Claire came in and talked to the guys...
Right.
That's when we all, that was basically like, that's when we were like, okay, when she walked out that day, that's when we were like, okay, now what the hell's going on? Mm-hmm. And so basically from that point for like a day, we didn't know what was going on. There was a little bit of time where we didn't even know, we didn't know if the show was over. There was a little bit of time. And then I believe Chris came in and said, you know, it was something like, you know, you got the journey's not over, but then we still didn't know what that meant. But we knew that we weren't going home. We just knew that something's happening.
Was a tiny bit of you excited thinking it might be like a paradise where they're bringing in like 10, 12 girls?
I think all the guys kind of were hoping for that, to be honest.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect TV.
I mean, who knows? They might have thought about it. They might have. Who knows? It might have been on the table. I don't know.
Because we saw them bring in Hannah Ann.
Yeah,
and
she was single.
Or did you ever see Hannah Ann? You never saw her there.
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, she was there.
Yeah, we don't know why she was there then. Maybe they were thinking about doing something like that. So when Tayshia came in, when you were introduced to her, did you even know who she was?
I didn't.
Did anybody?
Okay. Yeah, some of the guys like knew a lot about the past cast members and everything, and then there were some of us that were kind of like didn't know so much. I had no idea who she was, which I thought was cool because like she didn't know who we were, and I didn't know. You know, it was kind of like a nice fresh thing, you know. So,
what were your first thoughts about Tayshia?
My first time with her, I thought was great. I really liked her. I think that me and her were actually vibing pretty good for a little bit in the beginning. It was superficial, but it was a lot of laughing, and there was a little bit of a connection there, probably more of a friendship thing, but she was cool. Cause like you can actually have a conversation with her, and it was like, it was easy to talk to her, and she like wanted to know stuff. And
unlike Claire, nice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, we said that Tayshia has this way of just making you feel super comfortable, giving everybody time. I mean, she just has a different energy to her. So when did you know the outcome? Did you know it before we saw it, like before they aired it? Did you know who Tayshia picked or who the final guys were?
I kind of knew who the final few were. I absolutely did not know who. I heard so many different options of the ending. Until I actually saw it play out, to be completely honest. For the most part, I obviously knew what a couple guys that were probably going to be at the end. And it would, to be honest with you, I kind of felt like when I left, I knew in my head where it was trending for the most part. I was pretty accurate the way it turned out.
So
just for me watching what was going on.
So you thought it was Zach. You knew it would be Zach.
No, he was the wild card, actually.
Really?
When I left, I think in my exit interview, which I don't think they showed, I thought Brendan and Ivan for sure were, like, in the mix of the last three, four guys. Ben and Zach, at the point when I left, weren't really in the mix yet, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, there was something going on, but Zach and Ben were sort of a wild card for me, from the point when I left.
Did you know Zach's story? Like, was he very open about his story, like with the guys and stuff as well?
Yeah, I knew Zach's story. Me and Zach were pretty good friends. We were kind of like the older dudes there, and we had some good talks. He's really just everything you're seeing with that guy is completely genuine. Mm-hmm. I really think it's real the way it turned out, which is kind of cool. I really like Zach. I really like that guy.
Were you surprised that Brendan kind of bowed out toward the end? Because we thought it was going to be either Ben, Zach, or Brendan. But we were kind of surprised that Brendan kind of bowed out. Well, not kind of. He did bow out at the end. He just wasn't ready for that type of commitment.
I didn't see that coming personally. And Brendan, another guy that I really loved and was pretty good friends with there. And he was one of the first guys I met. We were in the limo together for the entrances. I think was, it's the right move. If your head's not right, like, I think it was great that he pulled out, instead of going any further. A little piece of me thinks that T really liked him.
Yeah.
I think Tayshia really liked him. So I don't know. But I mean, that's how this shit gets.
So I have to ask you, because people were giving you a hard time for calling her T. Were you the only one who called her T?
So I was calling her T because I'm like, I didn't want to mess up like pronouncing her name and shit. So I'm like,
I love the honesty because you never know.
And then it turned out like her best friend called her T. So it was like a thing. And then she would call me, she always thought I looked like Johnny Depp. So she would call me Jack or Captain Jack. So I would call her T and she would call me Jack.
That's funny.
I think you were there. Were you there when JoJo arrived to fill in for Chris Harrison?
No, I think that was like
right after.
Okay. Week after I left.
Okay. So I was wondering about that. Yeah. Did you get to know Chris at all or not really? I mean, he's staying there on the property, but I'm assuming he was golfing at the million golf courses that they had down there.
We spent a lot of time with Chris just because I think it was because of the situation, because he was like, he was living there with all of us and he was around more than normal, I think.
Yeah.
I love Chris. There was always like this funny thing because all those dates I was like, every time I was around Chris, like, I was naked, and it turned into, like, this fucking thing.
So, yeah, he made that comment about you, like, I've seen a lot of Kenny.
Yeah. But he's funny. He's a great guy because he goes along with, you know, he goes along with it, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite part is with Chris is, because I got bleeped probably the most in history of this show, I think. But I love the part where he was like, it was right before Claire like ended everything, and he like was talking to her private, and he sat down. He's like, don't fuck with me. Tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, that felt very real. Like, you know, you're blowing this shit up for me.
Yeah.
This is my livelihood and my job. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, fuck yeah, Chris.
Tell us a little bit about the whole Noah and Bennett thing. What were your thoughts about Noah? What were your thoughts about Bennett? Is Bennett really who he portrayed himself to be on the show? Or was that just all for show?
So, okay, here's just a real quick thing about, obviously, Mental All, there was a lot of that. And just on a side note, like, the argument, what you saw going on between me and Noah was about the night I left, pretty much. And that's the night that the Bennett-Noah thing was born. It started that night on my way out. So there was the little bit of misconception was that I was defending Bennett on Mental All. And I'm like, that's not what it was. Like, I was speaking on, like, what the hell was happening before those two had their fight. Like, it just so happened that I was on Bennett's side of that argument.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, Bennett, in real, like, I'm friends with both of these guys for real. Like, I still talk to both of them. I literally talked to Bennett today, and I talked to Noah a couple days ago. So it's, you know, that's neither here nor there. But that what you saw of Bennett is it's literally pretty much Bennett. It's pretty much Bennett what you see. So it's not
good to know.
Unless he's like that good of an actor where he's like actually just lives his life with that. But like when he shuts the door to his house, it's a completely different thing. But well, I believe that.
Yeah, I felt like, is he in on his own joke? Is yeah. like, is he, if he was, it would have been hilarious. It felt like that in the beginning. And then when the whole thing with Noah came about, and then when he came back and he like confessed his love or professed his love, and it was like, where did that come from? Then I was like, I don't think he gets his own joke. Yeah. I don't think he's in on it.
It definitely was like, it was something, and then it turned into like a whole different thing over a couple weeks on the show. I agree with that. Like, it kind of got, a lot of lines got blurred, and I didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I was watching. I'm like, oh shit, now he's a bad guy?
Yeah, okay. It is like a little bit of a pressure cooker when you're there, right? Because there's not a lot going on. The drama is what is going on.
That's it. That's yeah. all. I mean, that's all it is. And, you know, and that's what I say. Like the argument with Noah that I had at Mental Law was about a situation where, you know, he had some beef with the guys, some of the dudes, but he didn't talk to them. In my opinion, instead of that, he went to Tayshia, and that's the night that Tayshia cut that cocktail party short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the night I went home, and I didn't get a chance to meet with Tayshia that night, and I felt like I really needed to at that point. So yeah. I was like, okay, he just fucked this up. So that's where all that was coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, sure. And that makes sense. That's right. Very frustrating.
But then what happened, then it turned into, you know, then Bennett just sort of became more of a, I don't know, jerkish sort of. And then Noah became more of like the victim of Bennett.
So I know. It's so funny.
I'm like, what's
going on? Totally turned. Did they send you home right away, or you have to stay there for a little bit because of COVID and all that?
No, I left pretty, I was on a plane the next morning.
Oh, okay. Was it weird coming back, like, to reality? Obviously, you can't say anything to anybody about what happened, but you're home. So do you have to, like, stay off social media and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had to stay off. You stay off until the show ends filming, basically.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
I had to stay off. Yeah, I think there was another 2.5 weeks after I left, 3 weeks, I think, of filming. So I was, you know, I just, but luckily, like, it was quarantine still, and
yeah,
yeah, that's not as bad. was it weird right. that all of a sudden the show starts and people are like discovering you, and they're, I'm sure that many, many, many women are, and maybe men, are sliding into your DMs. Was it kind of crazy? Like, did you grow? I didn't look at your followers before to after, but did you have a crazy growth there?
You had to have.
Yeah. It doubled. Some of the guys that went further obviously got way more. It seems like whoever's getting more time and blah blah blah. You know.
Yeah.
But for me personally, it doubled from where I was. It was a pretty significant amount. I think the biggest thing for me was just like, it was, you know, the boy band manager thing, and just, I don't know, I think people think it was kind of a joke, but it's really like, they don't understand. Like it's like an actual business that, yeah. And there's like, you know, there's real people involved in this, and like people like, you know, have livelihoods connected to what we got going on and shit. So it's like, you know, there's a stereotype of probably what I am and look like and like things I've whatever portrayed as. So it's kind of weird trying to like,
yeah,
that, I guess a little
but
bit.
You will forever be the boy band manager.
Now, do they ask you what you want for your, you know, your occupation? Do they ask you how you want it portrayed, or do they just tell you, okay, Kenny, you're the boy band manager, that's how we're gonna identify you on the show?
So when they basically, my occupation when I fill whatever on the whatever we did is talent buyer, which is, I'm a talent buyer for a venue. That's my main job. I didn't want anything about model on there, because it's such a small part of like my income, and you know, and they knew about the boy band and everything. They knew that I had that and all that stuff, but like I was really on my end just focusing on talent buyer for the music venue I work for. So when I found out about boy band manager the very second that you found out about boy band
manager. Are you serious?
That's serious.
Holy crap.
Oh, that is so funny.
And that's also like, it worked out good. It's funny, and I'm glad that they went with that. But then it also gives people I also got a little bit of a stigma of like, oh, he's just trying to promote his bands and all this shit. And I'm like, that's really not what I'm doing. Like, I don't push my shit. I push my shit even less now since the show's been over. Like, I did a lot of it, but I'm like, I'm not trying to push products. I'm not trying to push this shit on people. Like, but that's kind of what, oh, he's trying to push his band knowledge. But
also, one of the things they did for you, which I don't think is right. I mean, we loved it. But the promo picture they used for you is you in a freaking tank top, which is an amazing picture, by the way. Did you see that promo picture for you?
The one with the green tank
top? Yeah.
Okay, here's the story on that. So, first of all, it was literally random, like, hey, send us a couple pictures. I don't know what it's for. Every once in a while, they would, like, want to give me a headshot, a full body, a profile, you know, that kind of thing. So my buddy, I was at work at the venue I work at, and I was sitting with I was with the guy that designed the Claire shirt. He took that picture. So I was like sweaty, and I just took a couple pictures and I sent them. Like, I didn't know it was like for anything. And then I'm like, I get home, and I didn't even know they used that till I got home.
Oh, they don't even ask you before.
When they announced the cast with those pictures, we were already in seclusion.
It was like that picture and boy band manager. It was like, oh, come on. They didn't give you a chance with all of us. Like, we looked at it, we're like, oh, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He's beautiful. But what? Come on now. Who would send in that picture? Plus, looking at your Instagram now, you have the most amazing model pictures and everything that you could have sent. But then they even had like Joe. His was some random picture too. Like, they use some weird pictures for everybody.
Yeah, they're very strategic, yeah. I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was up against the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a huge stereotype before I even opened my mouth.
Exactly.
You definitely did. Okay, so Bachelor in Paradise. Have you ever watched it? Do you know anything about it?
I have not watched it. I do know about it. I know like the deal with it.
Are you interested?
What's that?
Are you interested?
You know, I've told other, you know, interviews, like I if they invite me to go, I'll be there. You know, I'll be there.
So you're single, clearly.
Yeah, I'm single. I'm just I haven't been in public.
Wait, who are you looking at? You're like, stay over there.
Checking.
I'm single.
No, I'm here. Nobody here. I'll give you a swing.
We believe you.
So you're 39.
I'll be 40 in June.
Oh, okay. When in June?
June 2nd.
How young would you date? So Matt's season now, I don't know if you caught the premiere of Matt James' season. Those girls are young. Yeah, those girls are
21.
Very young.
Yeah,
how young
21.
Will you date? I mean, you look amazing, so you could date young. It's just how young will you date?
I did watch Matt's, and I saw some 20. Was there a 21? I saw a 22.
The 21-year-old's mom is Cynthia Rowley.
Yeah, she's the designer. She's too young. She looks like a baby.
I caught that mm-hmm. part.
Strictly for promoting her business.
Yeah, well, ideally, probably in a perfect world would be like 30s, early 40s kind of thing, you know? I just of a maturity level, like where you are in life level kind mm-hmm. of thing, yeah. I think is important.
I just don't know. Are they out there? Like in the Bachelor franchise? See, normally in non-COVID world, you would be going to all these events. You would be doing all this stuff with all these Bachelor people. You'd be meeting each other.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm like I'm pretty much one of the oldest guys around right now.
Well, Nick Vial. I mean, do you know who Nick Vial is?
Yeah. Is he older than me?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. And he's still single too. So you guys will be vying for the same girls.
Oh, great.
But you look younger for your age. I mean, you definitely don't look 40. You keep yourself well preserved.
Oh, thank you.
How do you work out during quarantine? Do you still go to the gym and everything? You said the gym is still open a little bit?
Yeah, our gym's still open. When things were completely closed, we were actually working out at the venue I work at. I set up a little space, and me and my dad would go in there, and we'd use the bands and, basically whatever we could find.
Yeah,
We did that for like 2 months.
I did see that you do work out with your dad.
And actually, since then, now my mom retired, and now she's with us too. So I got both
nice.
Of them.
Oh, nice!
Very nice. Do you live near your parents?
They live about 30 minutes south of me, of downtown. So I drive out. The gym's right by their house. I drive out there in the mornings, and it's usually like me and my dad do our thing, and we set up my mom on some shit off to the side. Kind of thing.
Oh my God, that sounds familiar. Mom, you just go over there, do the little bands over there. Don't worry about us.
Stay out of my way. So what's next for you? I know we're in COVID, so it's tough, but what is next for you in your career? What's on the horizon? Anything other than Paradise potentially?
Yeah, maybe that'll happen. Honestly, but career-wise, we're playing the waiting games for real.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we're hoping to get our summer outdoor shows back, because what had happened is we basically rebooked everything from last summer to this summer, so we have a full summer calendar right now, mm-hmm. and we're just hoping that actually goes through at this point. Down the line, I don't know. I've been working at this music venue for 17 years. So like,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, live music venues, bands, like, I mean, that's what I know. Like, I don't know how to do other shit. So I kind of, I don't want to go like, I'm not at the point where I'm like, should I need to go find a new career?
No,
because,
no.
Like, I'll go start a new career, and then all of a sudden everything will be back.
No, this will come back. We will come back. Things are happening. They're starting to happen.
Yeah. I have a quick question. How long are those rose ceremonies? Because I've noticed sometimes they start when it's dark, and then when the people exit because they've they got the boot, right? It's daylight. So how freaking long are those rose ceremonies?
They're very, very long.
I figured.
I mean, the first one, the very first night was almost unbearably long.
Why are they so long?
It's just such a long process, and then that's the night that there's like the most guys. And then I think part of it also was like they had to adjust to being, in a different place, not the Bachelor Mansion and all that stuff. Like, so I think that it was like 10 a.m. I left to go in the limo at like 8 p.m. And I think we got the guys that didn't get sent home, and like we went back to go to sleep. I swear it was like 10 a.m. the next morning.
Oh my God. That is ridiculous.
How long do you guys actually have to stand there? It can't be as long as it seems, right?
It is.
Like, is it really? Holy crap.
Oh my God.
It's so, you're standing there and like you don't, there's no talking. You just like stand still. It's crazy.
Brutal, man.
Oh my God. Okay, I remembered what I was going to ask. Who was your, such a cliche question, but you're in the industry. Who was your first concert that you went to?
I think my first live show, I want to say this is back. So I used to be in the like metal and shit. I want to say it was like Korn or something when I was like, I vividly remember seeing Korn as like one of my very first concerts, which I was like in that time period of my life obsessed with that. Limp Bizkit, Korn, that whole time period.
But I mean, that tells you your time period. Mm-hmm. I was Rick Springfield, so that tells you my time period for my 16th birthday. It was a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's funny.
A big deal. And then are you on do you do dating apps or anything like that?
No, I've never been on any of those.
Interesting. Yeah, why not?
He doesn't need to.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't even like, this is part of why this, the Bachelor thing was kind of cool for me, because I don't even like dating or like, I don't want to go out to dinner.
That's why you got to go to paradise. You are made for paradise. It's set up for you. Everything's done for you.
I mean, honestly, do you want to get married? Is like marriage in your future, or are you looking to stay single for a while?
No, I think it's, I'm totally, if it's somebody that's like, you know, when you meet someone and it's like more of a complimenting your life or like helping.
Yeah.
If it feels like that kind of situation, I would be totally in, you know, but I'm also okay with being alone until that happens. Like I'm not like,
so there's no big push to go ahead and rush and get married. That's not like,
no, I wouldn't rush like that. I mean, I would never rush anything. And I know that's kind of not what this game is, but it seems like it's rush, but actually being there and like you, it's so secluded, and it can be real. Like I said, with Zach and Tayshia, they only had a couple weeks of like real time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right now it feels real what they got going on in the whole deal. So it's like, I could see that happening. You know, I'm not opposed to, like I say, don't rush, but I'm also, I get that the Bachelor process, I believe in, you know?
I also agree, while we were talking about it, that was one of the most sincere proposals. I mean, you felt it. You knew. Plus, he was older. Like you said, he's older. He's more mature. He knows what he wants. He's not playing any games. And she was just ready. I mean, it was just great. I just hate, you know, when you're watching this whole thing, you don't really know how she feels. I mean, that one was one of the most sincere proposals. I really like them together. I think they're great. Yeah. And watching them now, like on Instagram, do their thing, it's so fun. You know, and he's kind of shy. He doesn't want to be like out there. He feels kind of like you. Like you're like a little bit private. This is probably really strange for you. But you feel that with him. And that's the sincerity of it.
Yeah, everything you're seeing with him is super real. Like I felt like, you know, I was 100% myself. You know, when you see me talking or arguing or pointing things out, like that's me at work. That's me with my friends. I mean, that's the same shit. And what you see with Zach, you know, I don't know Zach and outside of the show, but I feel like what you saw with Zach was like what you saw with me. Like, it's that's Zach for real.
And you could see that with you too. I mean, I think you came across very well and very authentic. I don't know that anybody, well, Bennett was a little iffy because we weren't really sure if that was the real Bennett or if it was like a put on, but all the guys, it seemed like they were a great group of guys. And they seem like they were all very real and authentic.
It's so weird, especially the guys that were together when Claire left. Like, we called ourselves like the Sweet 16. Like, and we're all, for the most part, we all still talk. I know eventually that'll probably fade, and so only some of us will still talk. But like, it really the dudes were so cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Outside of like maybe the Yosef situation.
Yeah.
But for the most, like I said. You saw me arguing with Noah and some of this other stuff, but like, we're still friends. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's a good dude. I respect what he does for a living, and you know, obviously, shit happens. You know, I fight with my friends. I fight with my brother sometimes. My sister. That's what you saw meant a lot.
Yeah.
With my brother.
Well, guys are different, you know what I mean? That way. Also, guys can lay on each other and then just totally let it go the next day.
Right.
That's not. Girls don't go that way. We don't handle the same thing that way.
They have a kid together and live together, but they're not married. It's like the Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn thing all out over there.
Hey, love that. Nothing wrong with that.
And my sister is, she's single. Yeah, she's still single. None of us are married.
Wow.
I'm the oldest. My brother's 30, 31, and my sister's like 28. There's like a big gap, but... We're all like, now I feel like we're all kind of the same age, like at this point.
Yeah, you don't age, so. I think that's it. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, no, I don't.
But I wish I had more.
I know. It's been great talking to you. I have to say, you're a super nice guy, and I think what we see is what we get, and it comes across.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Oh,
for
God,
I hope you're
on Paradise. By the way, I've been to that location. It's a great resort. In the summertime, it's really hot and humid, though. But you're used to that. I mean, you were at La Quinta when it was 120 freaking degrees.
It was legit in the 120s for like 4 days straight.
Unbelievable. And Brendan still wore the mock turtles.
I know.
That's great.
That's what we kept saying. Okay, we've been there when it's been 120 degrees in Palm Springs, and what are you guys wearing? You're wearing clothes like it's fall.
Yeah.
We didn't
it. You were actually appropriate. I think you got a little bit of a hard time for being more cash and like in the t-shirts, but
we loved it.
Yeah, and you were the only one dressed appropriately for the weather.
Dude, I would have wore my tank top to the rose ceremonies if they allowed me to.
Okay, one last question. Was there anybody on Matt's thing, all the women, was there anybody that struck you like, oh, okay, I see her?
I think the cast in general is pretty good. I think they did a pretty nice job. I mean, I know it's early, but it seems like it's pretty good. It looks like it's going to be a good season. There was a couple girls. I remember like the one was funny, the
dildo,
the meatball girl.
Oh, the meatball one. Meatball. Oh my God, how big was that freaking meatball? It was like huge. That's true. The meatball girl.
That was pretty funny. The other girl, the one that was like naked. She's from Chicago.
Really?
So she's repping Chicago for me.
Oh, that would be nice. Now, are you the type that when you see them going off, would you slide into their DMs, or you're not that kind of guy?
No, I really haven't with people in the like whole franchise. Like I've actually talked to more guys. I've hardly talked to any of the females. Like, I've connected with some of the Chicago guys.
Yeah, there's a good Chicago
base yeah.
From the Bachelor series. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to Clay, Dustin Kendrick.
What about Diggy? Isn't Diggy there?
Is Diggy from
She's
Chicago?
Here. I haven't talked to Diggy yet. Grocery store.
Grocery store Joe.
Yeah. And again, if things were open, we probably would all have hung out at the point. So it's kind of weird right now, but... It's kind of weird because, like, I'd have to slide into their DMs to, like, talk to them. Like, it's
kind of
weird.
You don't do that. See, you're a tiny bit old school that way.
Well, that's kind of weird for a guy to slide into a guy's DMs.
I don't know. It's the Bachelor Nation. I think it's okay.
Well, we hope to see you on Paradise. Whenever that might be, hopefully sooner than later.
So much fun. Okay, I want to take a picture of you while you're on screen so we can use it. Okay. Do you take a bath? I mean, like, this is ridiculous.
Is that good?
Wait, is that good? I honestly, like, I don't know if you could take a bad picture. Wait, let me do another closer one.
I'm going to grab the rooster real quick.
Oh, my God. Final question. I keep saying final question. The rooster photo. How long ago was that and what was it for?
It wasn't that long ago. Maybe 2016 or something like that. It wasn't that long ago. We were in North Carolina in like the Blue Ridge Mountains and we were out there shooting some men's underwear thing. And then
there were no underwear in that picture. I'm sorry.
Well, me and the photographer is a good friend of mine. He's out in New York, but so we started shooting off to the side, just like a bunch of shit. So there was the chicken.
So
there
funny.
Was a bunch of shit with horses. we were on a farm. It just started grabbing animals and taking pictures.
Oh my God.
Well, we would like to thank you for those pictures.
Yes, yes. Our friend Justin, he has a Bachelor podcast also. He actually just like sent them to us. We didn't even know what they were. And he goes, this is for you guys. I'm like, oh my God.
There was a bunch of my old, all kinds of shit floating around for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Some of them were, you could tell by my tattoos, like some of them were older.
Well, we love the tattoos too, by the way. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see you on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Holy shit.
He's fucking gorgeous.
What else can we ask you?
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.